Newsbreak podcast.
Well, we've heard from a legal representative, Kagiso Morobe, who's representing Sinohe Matshwara, who's accused number one or applicant number one on this matter, giving out or submitting his closing arguments, trying to substantiate that his client Matshwara should be released on bail, and that won't temper with the evidence as stated by the state, as we know that the state has since maintained that all the accused should remain in custody as they will be tampering with evidence. We heard also other revelations by the state witness whereby he was saying that if all accused are released on bail, that will bring uprising in the community, as some community members as well as Bloemfontein Celtic supporters are not happy with what really transpired. You must remember this also involves a body that was now identified to be that of Pastor Hogerin, that was used as a decoy, the charge body that was in self-verified. And therefore, and now the defense rather is tried by all means to convince the state and the magistrate that all the accused are eligible for bail and are of course innocent until proven guilty. And the legal representative for Kagiso, Rather Sinohe Matshwara, also tried to substantiate his evidence by saying that Matshwara has been complying with all what he's supposed to do and also submitted the passport. Therefore, he's not a flight.
And take me through that argument coming through about Matshwara not being a danger to the public.
Yes, that's what basically Murori, the lawyer, was saying, that he won't, it's common cause that Matshwara would won't tamper with any evidence, or he's not a threat to if he were to be released in public, because he is someone who also resides here in Bloemfontein, and saying that Matshwara has already been in custody for 1 month and 14 days, and therefore it's unfounded, or it's not something that should be listened to on what the state is saying, that it is busy with the investigation. Therefore, all the accused should remain in custody, given that they are saying the accused will tamper with the evidence if they were to be released on bail.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.